You're listening to a Peak Media production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Friday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is May 16th, and today is also our 100th episode. Can't believe we're already at 100. But anyway, we had some great games in the sports world last night, so let's jump right into it. All right, so we will start off in the NBA, where we only had one game, but it was Game 6 between the Nuggets and the Thunder in Denver, with the Nuggets on the brink of elimination, but they end up getting the win 119-107. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday, where it's really hard to win closeout games in the NBA, in the playoffs. And we saw it again yesterday, especially on the road too. We knew it was going to be loud there in Denver. Place was going to be going nuts, and they were going to be desperate. And we saw that from the Nuggets, and they got huge performances from their best players per usual. Jokic was awesome. He had 29 points, 14 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 steals. He was super efficient too. He was just 9 for 14 from the field. So only missed 5 shots all night. Jamal Murray was great. He had 25 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists. Brown was great. He had 23, 11 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals. Just all these guys completely filling up the stat sheet. And even Strother off the bench, he hit 3 threes. Michael Porter Jr. was impactful. Aaron Gordon actually didn't have a huge game, but they didn't really need it because the rest of the team was so solid. And so they force another Game 7, just like they had in Round 1, again, against the Clippers. And I actually saw an interesting stat. Like, in the past 6 years, only 3 teams have gone 7 games in the first 2 rounds, and the Nuggets are all 3 of them. I think it was like in like 2016, 2022, and or sorry, 2019, 2022, and this year, I want to say. Don't totally quote me on that, but just funny how they keep playing more games than anybody, it seems like, in the first few rounds, but it's clearly working for them. So we'll see if they can close it out in Game 7 back at OKC. And I honestly, like, as good as the Thunder are, I would not be surprised if the Nuggets win that game. They have the championship experience. They have the star power. And I think they can go on the road and close it out. We'll obviously see if that happens. The Thunder are still a great team. But they just haven't been as consistent. And that would scare me a little bit if I was a Thunder fan. SGA has been fantastic. I mean, he was super efficient again last night. He had 32 points on 11 for 16 shooting. But other than that, they didn't really get too much from anyone else. Like, Chet played all right. He had 19 points. But then that was about it. Like, Lu Dort, Caruso, and Cason Wallace all had almost identical stat lines. They all had 10 points on 4 for 9 shooting. And you're not really going to complain about that, I guess. But nothing really blew you away. I mean, you need big performances in these closeout games because you know the other team is going to be desperate. You know they're going to leave it all out there on the court, and you just got to blow them away at a certain point. And that just, it didn't happen for the Thunder. So we'll get another Game 7. Really excited for that Game 7. I think it will be awesome. I love both these teams. A ton of star power. And what's really cool too is, like, you know, we know these are the two MVP finalists between Jokic and SGA. And so there's been a lot of jokes like, oh, should we just give like the MVP to the winner, which obviously isn't a reality, but it would be funny if we had that like hanging from the rafters, and whoever wins, you know, they would get it. But anyway, super excited for that Game 7. But like I said, that was the only game we had yesterday. We do have one game today as well, which will be Game 6 between the Knicks and the Celtics back in the Garden. Well, I should say Madison Square Garden, since they both call them the Garden. But anyway, yes, we'll have Game 6, and the Knicks are early slight favorites here. And I would lean that way too. I think they probably close it out tonight. I think they'll finally have a little bit more of a sense of desperation. And I think they were a little, I don't know, I think a little lax in Game 5, where they could have closed it out. And so I think they finally do tonight. I just think the Celtics not having Tatum is going to catch up with them. But they're still a really deep team, and they have multiple guys who can go off on any given night. So I wouldn't be surprised if they extend it to 7. And then honestly, if they get it to a game 7 back in Boston, I mean, they might shock the world and come back from 3-1 without their best player. But I would assume the Knicks probably get the win. And yeah, that's the only game we have today in the NBA. We also had two games in the NHL last night, the first being Game 5 between the Hurricanes and the Caps in D.C., and Carolina ended up winning this one 3-1 to close out the series on the road, and a super impressive series from them. Obviously, sad ending to the season for Ovi and what was a fairy tale season, I guess, where he breaks the scoring record. But it sounds like he's going to be back next year again, so we'll get to see some more of him. At least that's what the early indications are. And then we also had Game 5 between the Stars and the Jets in Winnipeg. Dallas came into this one leading the series 3-1, so the Jets, on the brink of elimination, played fantastic, just a dominant game where they won 4-0 to extend the series. It'll go back to Dallas for Game 6, but if they can win there and get it to a Game 7, all bets are off, just kind of like the Celtics, so over in the NBA. But anyway, those were the two games we had last night. We do have one game today between the Maple Leafs and the Panthers in Florida. Florida leads that series 3-2 with a chance to close it out at home tonight. Then over in the MLB, we only had a few games yesterday. It was kind of a slower day, but we did have a super high-scoring game in LA where the Dodgers beat the A's 19-2, and Shohei had arguably his best game of the season so far. He had 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and they were just dominant over the A's. So I figured that was worth mentioning as well. So anyway, not as many games last night, so a little bit of a shorter episode today, but with that, we will just about wrap it up for this Friday edition of the Daily Dime, our 100th episode, still hard to believe. So thank you if you've been here for a majority of the time listening. But as always, if you would, please consider following the show if you haven't already and rating 5 stars on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow, or actually next week. Sorry. Have a great weekend. See ya.